Welcome back to the Paranormal Classroom, where we take attendance for the unexplained. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Lindsay, and we're two teacher moms talking about stuff that freaks us out.
Okay, imagine your child is sick. You've taken your child to every doctor. No one knows what's wrong. He's getting worse. And then one night, you're woken by his screaming. You rush in, and he tells you there's something in the room. Black, sludgy, breathing, watching, and it's attached itself to your child.
Burn it all down! Light a match! Sorry, kid, it's been real. Oh, my.
This is a story for the moms out there. Well, them and the dads, but, yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Yes, and it's from Washington. It's a Washington story, local.
What? Mm-hmm. Okay, gross and scary and, but at least she's got, whoever the parents are, they've got direction now. At least they know, right? There's no real, no complete mystery anymore. Now you just have to figure out how to get rid of this thing.
I guess, yeah. Well, I'll get into the story after you share what's haunting you. Also, Lindsay just had a birthday.
Woo-hoo.
So everybody say happy birthday, Lindsay.
Well, what's haunting me, something minimal that was haunting me is that I realized today that I had put out an ask for my birthday, for birthday donations to the campaign on my campaign sites. And I said, you know, I'm turning 47, so if you have 47 cents, $4.70, $47 to donate, that would be awesome. And then I realized today, that was like a week ago that I posted those, I realized today, oh my God, 47. It looks like I'm celebrating our current president.
Oh, is he number 47?
Yeah.
Oh.
45 and 47. So, sorry about that, said, folks.
You should have said you're 39 like I do, and then you could ask for 39 cents or $39.
I should
Who's
have.
The 39th president? Can you look it up real quick? He's
I
probably
could.
Pretty cool. Let's see.
Who was the 39th president?
Jimmy Carter was the
39th. Oh, yeah, he's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's who was president when I was
this
born.
This answer's from Folco.com.
Yeah, he was a great president. Great human being.
There you go. Shouldn't be 47.
R.I.P. That's funny. So, yeah, that's just a little thing. What about you?
I got nothing haunting me. I prepped two stories tonight because we want to bank some for when Lindsay's in Europe. So, I don't really have anything haunting me.
I didn't bring any beverage with ice.
That's good.
Today. But I'm just going to lean into the slurping.
Oh, you're welcome. Everyone with misophonia like me.
I almost missed the joke.
What a gift. What a gift tonight.
No, I won't do that again. But I had to do it once. I thought about it on the way over. Oh, what am I going to do to get Amanda?
That's a good one.
I felt you bristle from over here.
Okay, quick reminder before we dive in. Lindsay and I are very busy moms, which Lindsay's very busy right now. We're teachers. We're lovers of all the things weird, but we are not professional investigators. We do our best with the time we've got between baseball games.
Yep.
And so there might be some occasional inaccuracies or fuzzy details in our retellings. I just like to remind everybody.
Get over it.
Get over it. That's what you signed up for.
But you can feel free, if it helps you sleep at night, send us an email with the corrections.
Yes. Yes.
We will absolutely happily correct ourselves. If we make a mistake, mm-hmm. when we make a mistake, if you point it out to mm-hmm. us.
So our episodes are like tasty little appetizers, and you can go do your own deep dive if you find something interesting that we bring up. Because remember, it's not an educational podcast
unless you educate us. So true.
My disclaimer, I feel like every five episodes I gotta throw that in because I'm so worried that people are gonna be like, ooh, this podcast is...
No, the beauty of this podcast is not necessarily in the information we share.
No, it's not.
It's in the relationship between you and me and whether anybody is in it for that.
Okay, I've got a story for all those parents out there who would do anything for their sick child.
Most of us, arguably.
Most of us, yeah.
There might be somewhere there's a line.
I think this story is going to pull on your... you know, your mom's strings.
Okay.
And you can kind of identify with what you do. So this is a story about a mom and dad who live right here in Washington named John and Deborah. They have done several interviews sharing their story, but they're keeping their last name private. So they're not like super private. Like I've heard that this is all in their Facebook and they still talk about it today, but I didn't go digging because they've got four kids and I didn't feel like we need to share their last name.
No.
Right.
No.
But this is a story.
But I'm going to look while you start talking.
Oh, no way.
I'm not going to say their last name, but I got to know.
They had four kids. And this story is about their second child, Jack.
Oh, okay.
He was a seventh or eighth grader around the time that this happened. And he was like a scout, a Boy Scout or something. And he goes to camp. He came back from camp ill, like really ill with mysterious symptoms and like headaches, stiff neck, stomach aches, like not anything serious, but he was unwell. So the first place they go is a chiropractor. Is that where you would go?
Not the first place I would
go.
Where
would you go first?
Primary care.
Okay.
Like a regular doctor.
You've got a chiropractor, though. I can see you also maybe after, considering that.
Maybe, but not initially, because if it's stomach stuff.
Yeah, stomach
stuff. The chiropractor's not going to do anything.
Well, they go to the chiropractor first, and the chiropractor was like, this might be meningitis. You need to get your booty to the hospital. So they went to Children's in Seattle. And at Children's, they ruled out meningitis, but they still didn't know what was going on, right? So imagine this family. They're taking their son, Jack, to doctor after doctor, right? You go to your primary. They start with their Western medicine. They check out the gastro and the rheumatologist. And they're getting referrals to one place after another. And everywhere they go, nobody's finding anything. They're like, sorry, we can't find it. All your tests are coming up negative. So what would you do?
I just keep leveling it up. So then I'm going to the hospital, Children's Hospital. I'm going to a ligament specialist. I'm going to another state if I have to. Like,
yeah.
And nowadays I'd be all over the internet.
I would probably involve
a pastor or priest at some point too. Whoever, shaman, whatever. Just to cover all your bases.
Yeah.
Spiritual, mental, physical. I'd have them in, you know, maybe talk to a counselor, maybe not put the kid in counseling. It sounds like they're pretty miserable, but talk to a counselor about what could this be psychosomatically.
Yes, they were thinking all these same things, going online. You know, they've got American health insurance, and they've got four kids at home, so I think they're doing as much as they can under their plan, but are they going to go out of state to the Mayo Clinic? They're not there yet, right? So they're turning toward holistic doctors now. Acupuncturists, doctors say that their immune system needs more supplements. Like, they're seeing all these doctors and specialists who are more on the holistic side and still not getting any answers and still not getting any improvement. In fact, Jack was increasing to get worse and worse and worse. And then weird symptoms start happening.
So what are the weird symptoms that are
happening? Now he's getting weird symptoms. Like, for example, he's not able to cross the threshold of his house. Every time he tries, his legs buckle and he falls. And it's just the threshold.
Once he's in, he's good?
Once he's in, he'll fall down. People will catch him. They'll kind of pull him in and then he's good. Same with getting out of the house. He goes to the threshold, his legs buckle, falls into people, and they've got to...
That's interesting.
It's weird. Now you're probably thinking psychosomatic. That's kind of where I was.
Yeah. Like, is there abuse happening?
Yeah. Or did something happen at the camp?
Right. Right. Yeah, definitely would be talking to the camp.
Like a PTSD thing. Well, they say that nothing happened at the camp. It was a normal camp experience. They went to a physical therapist for this weird leg buckling thing. Physical therapist is like, nope. Everything's fine. Muscles, ligaments, everything's fine.
Weird.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It was in May 2015. Well, and then I wonder if, I can't remember what I was listening to. It was a podcast, but it was about the origins of Munchausen's.
Oh, interesting.
So people who...
That's when you think you're sick, right? But you're not.
Munchausen's
really.
Is where, you are making yourself sick in some way. And then there's Munchausen by proxy, which is more famous, which is where people, typically the mother, is making a child sick. But people have also done it to their pets or things like that, where they, because they get attention for it, or they get sympathy for it. Sometimes they get money from like GoFundMes or whatever, and they just intentionally make their child sick in some way with like light poisoning or this or that, and then sometimes they actually kill the child, take it too far.
Yeah, I've heard those stories. It's awful. Is that what you think is happening here?
Could be, if they are wanting some attention from something, maybe from their church or from, I don't know.
Right.
Could be.
Right. Well, hopefully everybody's kind of thinking of, like, what is going on? Because that's right where I want you to be. So things get worse, right? He's physically, he's ailing, getting sicker and sicker. And then he reports that he's seeing a shadow figure out of the corner of his eye lunging at him. And when he turns to look, it's not there, but he's seeing it. Starts out, you know, just occasionally, and then it gets to the point where it's happening frequently. And
gosh, he's like, you know, that's awful.
You're like startling because you're like, something just
right
jumped at me. But
maybe he's just got floaters.
Yeah, those are some serious floaters, though.
I have them in my right eye, and that would be so crazy if it was big like that. Like,
yeah,
I frequently think mine are like some sort of bug flying around.
Yes,
on my book page or whatever that I'm reading. But nope, just getting old, got old eyes.
He reports that this shadow figure was sludge-like. Like, I'm picturing it's an entity that's like dripping in oil or mud. He's 13, 14 maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, and he's also, so he's pubescent. Because there's a lot of the times there's an energy uptick with kids going through puberty, especially girls.
Especially girls, I've heard that. Did you ever see Princess Mononoke?
No. I know what it is.
But there's a demon monster in it. This like drippy.
Oh, drippy
monster. Yeah. That's kind of reminds me of what he's describing here. All black, sludgy, drippy.
Yes, I could totally picture that.
And he also describes it kind of spiderish, but not a spider. But I think it's got like arms almost that kind of reach out.
Maybe
it
kind of skitters around. Maybe it moves.
Maybe
like a spider. Weird.
Yeah. And he starts having nightmares every single night. Nightmares of himself dying. He's dreaming of his own death. It's happening every night at the same time at 3 a.m. witching hour. Wakes up screaming.
Jeez.
Every night. I know. I feel really bad for him. It's horrible.
Do you know that the witching hour used to be midnight and then it shifted to 3?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I can't remember. There's a reason why people think it shifted to that, but I can't remember what it is now.
Maybe people just stayed up later. Like, people just like, I'm video gaming
later.
This
weird stuff that's happening is just because I'm just tired, but so let's shift that. Nobody's up at 3. I wake up in the 3 o'clock hour all the time.
Well, my husband snores, and so I usually wake up, like my sleep cycle kind of ends around them, or he comes in then after staying up late video gaming, and that's when I get up out of bed, I move to another bed, and it's a whole like cycle shift for me, right? Because I actually get out of bed and move somewhere else. But that's also when I do some cool meditating. That's where I was when I had that weird like out of body dream.
Right.
Lucid dream. Yeah. I like 3 a.m.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Weird time.
My dogs like to party outside at 3 a.m.
I'm sure your neighbors love that.
Yeah. Well, most of the time they don't bark, but sometimes they do. But they just like to do a perimeter check. Sniff the perimeter of the fence. Sometimes chase something, a squirrel or a possum or a raccoon or something. But I'm like, guys.
That's funny. Okay. Western doctors failed them. Holistic doctors failed them. So they're really like stretched on, where do we go next?
Psychic?
Yeah. The dad was listening to a local podcast on spiritualism.
It wasn't ours.
No. Well, what would we do if somebody reached out to us and was like, help? That could happen someday.
No, I'm blue English. Didn't you hear? We are not an educational podcast. We're definitely not a medical practitioner's office.
I love it.
There's a Catholic church down the road. You could get some sage. that's about all I got for you.
Good luck.
Yep.
Godspeed.
So he's listening to this podcast, and a woman's on it. Her name is Debbie Chestnut, and she's in... Why are you laughing? Hold on, Debbie. Hold
on. That's not a real name.
Debbie Chestnut.
That's not a real name. Nobody's last name is Chestnut. Not unless you're a horse. Or a Disney character. Debbie Chestnut.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Sorry, Debbie.
Debbie Chestnut was like an author of paranormal things, so he reaches out to her and asks her for help. Now, Debbie didn't help, I don't think, but she connected them with the Houston Ghost Research Team, which was led by...
In Texas.
Is it in Texas? Yeah,
in Houston, Texas. I would assume so. So they're up here in Washington.
They're in Washington, and she refers them to the Houston Ghost Research Team, which was led by James Sangster, and also a spiritual medium named Lori Lee Nelson.
I know that name.
You do? Is she local?
I have no idea, but I feel like that person has been maybe on a paranormal ghost hunting show or something.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
What's interesting is the Houston Ghost Research Team, their whole team has been experimenting with remote viewing and getting... Remember we did an episode on remote viewing?
Yes.
They've been getting successful. Kind of strong at that. So the team in Houston is like, we got you. We'll help you. We're going to help you. And they give the parents some books to read and some tips. And they say, don't tell Jack what we're doing. Don't tell your son what we're doing.
Okay.
Because they're like...
They have to control part of it.
They have to control part of it. And they're worried that Jack's like compromised or something. I don't know.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. That makes sense.
So they don't want Jack to know what's going. The family reads the books that they recommend. And then the Houston team does some remote viewing. So they get sent some pictures of the house. And they do some remote viewing to try and, like, remotely view what's going on in the house and anything weird. And the remote viewing team says that they saw something connected to Jack's head by a thread to an entity that's like a spider, a spidery entity.
Well, it's on brand.
It's, like, on brand, yeah. It's kind of weird that they...
Weird.
...picked up on that.
That's weird. So yeah. Then what? You're like, okay, yeah, we know. We got that
part. Yeah, they're like, okay, we're seeing something weird. But they advise, they're like, what we want you to do is we're going to test something. And they gave him this incense they wanted him to test with that was like, it had frankincense and myrrh and other stuff in it. And
okay.
Maybe it sounds kind of churchy to me, like a churchy incense. They lit it inside their house in front of all their kids. They're just at home, like, trying to act cool. Let's try this incense.
Happy birthday, Susie! Birthday.
As soon as Jack smelled the incense, he ran over to the sink and started throwing up. It made him really sick. And the Houston ghost team is like, oh, that's not good.
Yeah. So now they're thinking demon.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if they use that word, but it's kind of where they were going, I think.
A negative entity.
So remember, Jack's been seeing this, like, sludgy, goopy, black, spidery thing.
Right. He's watching a lot of anime.
Yeah. Yeah. And his family asks him to draw a photo of what he's been seeing.
Draw a picture?
Draw a picture.
Okay. It's hard to thank draw you. A photo.
Draw a photo. Draw a picture. They ask him to draw a picture. And this is the weirdest part of the story, I think.
Okay.
Jack draws a picture of, like, a warrior man who has a sword with a green gem in the hilt of the sword.
They're like, no, maybe you didn't understand the assignment. We're talking about that thing that's been bothering you and making you sick. The black thing, sludgy, corner of your eye, jumps at you, spider, none of this rings a bell, kid.
That's exactly what they said to him. They were like, what are you drawing? And Jack says, what do you mean? This is what I've been talking about the whole time. This is what I've been seeing.
Oh, now you're gaslighting your parents.
Gaslighting.
Cute. Fine. Then you just get to keep what's happening. We're not dealing with you.
I don't know. Like, what if he was taken... Assuming this is all real, could he have been taken over by something that was like, I don't want anybody to see what
distract,
I look
distract.
Like. Yeah.
I'm going to make myself look like a warrior with a green gem in the hilt of my sword.
Or maybe that's what it looked like before it turned into a sledge entity. Like in,
right.
in Princess Mononoke, I think it was a boar, just a big boar that got possessed and then it got all sledgy.
So gross.
Yeah.
It's a very creepy concept.
Yeah, his movies get creepy sometimes.
So is it like a samurai? I don't understand. This kid's just in Washington State.
I don't think he said samurai, but like a, he just said warrior, or I didn't hear the whole thing. I don't know. That's weird. It is weird.
There's no history of warriors with swords in our part of the world.
Yeah, it is weird. Another incident.
Listen, it's like Ramtha.
Maybe it was Ramtha.
We found him!
Ramtha's just popping up. So, another incident. The family's all hanging out. And Jack starts screaming. He says his head hurts. He starts screaming. He says, I'm not an idiot. I'm not an idiot. They're talking to me. They're talking to me. Like he's having this episode of... What's it called when you...
Schizophrenic episode or something. Paranoid.
He's on the floor holding his head. His head hurts. He's screaming that people are talking to him.
What?
And, yeah. And the mom just like out of desperation just starts praying, right? Like really loud vocal praying. Because at this point, I get it. I think.
Throw anything at it.
Yeah. Yep. And she's praying and praying and praying really hard. And the episode ends. It goes away. And so that I think that's the reason this family is like, oh, maybe this is some kind of demon-y thing. So now the family has a family meeting without Jack. They've decided, okay, it's time to kind of bring the other kids into what's going on. I think this whole time they were trying to hide it.
Yeah, what do you think? I mean, come on.
Like,
something seems off about Jack. Yeah. It's that demon. Demons are different. Poor kids. The other kids aren't getting any attention.
I guess not. I can't imagine like trying to hide as
There's
much
no
as
way.
You can
There's
from
no
your kids.
I mean, you probably hid some of the details that you were hypothesizing, but you're also, I heard long time ago when I was in school to become a therapist, that you are only as happy as your most unhappy child.
Ooh.
And that stuck with me. And it's, I think that's very true. So these other children, they notice. They know their parents are distracted. They know their parents are stressed and worried and sad and all the things. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're not hiding it as well as they think. Mm-hmm. Kids are pretty perceptive.
Yeah, they are. They are. So they have this family meeting and tell their kids what's going on. Like fully put it out there. And their youngest son, Max...
Me too.
He does a me too moment.
Oh God.
Youngest son Max comes and is like, well, I had some strange experiences. And he says he was having a dream and he saw a black figure come out of his mirror. And in the dream, he picked up a sword. This is little Max. Little Max picked up a sword with a red gem in the hilt.
Okay, what is this, freaking Power Rangers shit?
Yeah.
They've got a green gem and a red gem sword. These kids watching too much TV.
Yeah, I mean, it is a dream. It is a dream. He picks up the sword with a red gem in it and cuts the black shadow figure in half. And as soon as he cuts it in half, the gem turns from red to green. And the family had not told Max this detail.
Whoa.
About their son drawing the sword with... In fact, they had, like, taken that drawing and sealed it up and sent it off to the Houston Ghost Company. So they didn't even tell him, like, about it.
Okay.
So for Max to have that dream was kind of surprising to the parents.
Least, yeah. They'd be like, what?
What?
Call Houston right now.
And then their oldest child, Sarah, had another Me Too moment. And she says... Sarah used to have the same bedroom as Jack, that Jack's in now. And she says, wait, is this the storyteller? And apparently she had, since childhood, a dark figure come to her in that room and tell her stories that she would write down. Like, she was constantly journaling and telling stories, and she was, like, an amazing little storyteller as a little kid. And she's like, yeah, sounds like the storyteller who would come to my room and tell me stories, and I'd write them down. But the storyteller to her was friendly.
Well, something happened to that storyteller.
Yeah.
Max cut him in half. And from that day forward, he was just coming to tell stories. And Max was like, not in my room. And then he was peeved and then he started attacking the other brother, whose name sounds like Max. Maybe he just got confused. Mm-hmm. Wow. So every kid in the family is reporting something, it sounds like.
At least these two. And Sarah is an author today. Like, she's a professional author. She's just had writing.
Wow.
Since she was little. And she said that this shadow figure was, like, inspirational to her.
Whatever it takes, man.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
I know. Their story's pretty wild. So here's how it ends. It ends on a happy note, and it kind of ends in a not exciting way. I'm sorry. But the Houston Ghost Company group and the psychic, the people they're talking to, they give the family things to try, like the more incense, protection prayers, house blessings, all those kind of things that we see on the paranormal shows.
Sure.
And the family does all that. They go full, like, prayer mode, spiritual mode.
Okay.
Go to church, do all the things that they're told to do, and Jack gets better. Jack gets better. He finishes his eighth grade year, and he hasn't had any problems since.
Hmm.
You look suspicious.
Yeah. I feel like it's never that easy.
I don't know, though. Like, I've seen so many shows with, like, Chip Coffee, and I have memories of him, like, coming in and being like, let's do this little grounding protection spell.
Sure, but this is, like, a radical life change. Like, if all of a sudden you have to start going to church and doing stuff that you haven't done as a family, that's a huge shift in family culture. That's bizarre. I mean, I'm glad he seems to be better. I don't know that... I don't feel like that would work for everybody.
No.
Like, interesting.
I don't know what it could be, because I'm not super... I like to say I don't believe in demons, because I think that concept of it just freaks me out too much. I won't let myself. So I don't personally know that I believe this story is spiritual like that, demonic. I think something else was going on. I just don't know what.
Hmm. Can I Google it now and see what they say in their little summary? This just says, Fox 13 Seattle reported on a couple, possibly Deborah and John, who were trying to regain custody of their son from the Washington State Department of Social and Health Services. The DSHS alleged a possible medical abuse, claiming the parents were using their son for financial gain and attention. Parents disputed these allegations and intended to pursue legal action if necessary. But they're also advocates for families facing health challenges, suggesting a positive turn in their situation.
I wonder if that happens a lot. Like, if you're going to the doctors a lot, right? You go in your primary, you're like, please help. My kid's having these symptoms. Give me referral to this. At what point does the doctor need to be like, okay, I think you're abusing the medical system, because we're not finding anything wrong, and you keep coming back. I mean, is it their responsibility?
Yes.
Are they a mandated reporter like we are?
Well, anytime that a child comes in with any sort of injury, they almost always will interview the child separately and ask them how it happened and this and that. Let's see, this is...
I would call TAPS, I think. Like, if I was really sure I was having a weird experience and I was like, this has got to be ghosty things, I think I'd call TAPS.
I think that's wise.
Or Amy Burney. I wouldn't expect them to answer, though, but they're probably pretty busy. Well, shout out to the Houston Ghost Research Team, because whatever happened, they seem to have helped his family.
Wow.
Also, I want to be on their remote viewing team. I don't know how you get that gig, but...
You probably have to be good at remote viewing, and we're not there yet.
No, I'm not there at all. Okay, that is our story. So your homework, scholars, is to get artistic and sketch for us what you think Jack saw, because Jack didn't sketch it the way he described it. Some kind of tar-like, sludge-like, black, spider-ish thing.
But if you want to do a drawing of a warrior with a sword with a green gem in it, you're
you can do
than
that
too.
We take it all.
Yes.
Okay. We are just two teacher moms with a love for the weird, the wild, and the what the heck was that? So if you enjoy all that too, and you like laughing through the creepy stuff, please take a moment and subscribe to our podcast. Leave us a review. Share with a friend. And we would love for you to hang out with us every week and be part of our classroom. You have anything else to add?
Por favor.
Por favor.
No. No, that was... I'm going to be thinking about that one for a little bit. I think I'm processing it.
Okay.
Especially since I saw something about DSHS possibly being involved. I'm going
to
be like...
Yeah, we need to think about that a little bit. Maybe you can do some... Maybe I sparked your curiosity to do some research on your own. You could come back and when we record our next one.
Still a medium dive, not a deep dive. Surface level still.
Yeah, you need to sleep first.
I do. I am so tired. I'm sorry my energy was low tonight. I'll be back next time, I promise.
She's so tired.
Man.
Yeah, you weren't your normal.
No, I'm not as peppy as normal. I'm just having a hard time keeping my eyes open. Rose, there's a kid I know.
Hi, lady.
We're done, so I'm getting out.
You were the only tap student today?
No,
my daughter's tap class ended early, so she's here with us. You can close us out.
What do I say?
You say class dismissed.
Class dismissed.
And don't open the door.